Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick Houser. Batting second. The left fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting third. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Hargan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Hargan. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roger Ripos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Green. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stafford. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bill Stafford. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser strikes out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Campaneris moves to second. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Campaneris moves to third. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Ripos reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hershberger scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Stahl reaches second base with a double. Ripos scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Whitfield moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan juggles the ball. That's an error on Hargan. Bill Stafford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stafford bunts towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hauser covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is one for one in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Athletics. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Gosger reaches second base with a double. Colavito throws the ball into Alves who tags Gosger trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. Two outs. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripos hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0 for 1 in the game. Alves hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger who is chasing the ball. Alves reaches third base with a triple. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Wes Stock now pitching. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alves tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Steve Hargan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles strikes out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stahl strikes out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0-for-2 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger, who is chasing the ball. Salmon reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Salmon scores. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-1 in the game. Roof hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Talton pinch hits for West Stock. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Roof moves to second. Tim Talton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Talton strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Hargan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Nosek now playing center field. Jim Duckworth now pitching. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards first. Repo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Alves strikes out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. as Q hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger strikes out. As Q drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hershberger out. One out. Roger Ripos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ripos hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Ripos reaches second base with a double. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ripos scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Curry pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Jack Aker now pitching. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a pop-up towards first. Ripos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Nasek, who is chasing the ball. Hauser reaches third base with a triple. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Salmon strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Raditz now pitching. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Roof strikes out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Campaneris. The throw from SQ and he is safe. Campaneris steals second. Jack Aker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Aker reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Roof fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Repose is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repose is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Repose hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Stahl hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo pinch runs for Joe Askew. Leon Wagner pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Davalillo moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Davalillo moves to third. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Salmon hits a line drive into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.